Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. Or if you're new here, welcome to Digital Diary. I am coming to you today in dire straits. That's really dramatic, not actually dire straits, but it is hot as shit outside. It is muggy as shit outside, and that means it is hot as shit and muggy as shit inside my apartment. I live in an old building, pre-war building. I don't have central air. That's pretty normal, but it has been the hottest couple of days of the year so far, these past couple of days. Tell me why my air conditioning unit decides to start leaking inside of my apartment now, when it actually needs to work. I have a window AC unit. As I said, I don't have central air. I know that it's not supposed to leak inside, it's supposed to drip outside. I've had this thing for 2 years. It's tilted to the outside, so it should be doing that. Something's wrong with it, obviously, but I can't take it out of my window myself. My super is not here all week, and it is hot as shit. I literally set up a bucket. I set up aluminum foil underneath where it's dripping from to funnel it into the bucket, and also to keep it off of the wood ledge of my window so I don't damage it with the water more so than it probably already has before I realized that it was leaking everywhere. Sorry if you truly don't give a fuck, but that's what I've been doing for probably the last like 36 hours is A, I've been trying to figure out if I can fix the AC myself because I am the type of person that if something goes wrong, I would rather figure it out myself than ask for help. And it truly frustrates me when I can't do things myself, when I can't fix something myself, because most things, if I read up about it, if I watch some videos, I can figure it out. But with this AC unit, my window is so heavy. I feel like if I tried to, it's like bolted in there too. I had my super install it 2 years ago. So there's like not much I can do. I'm just kind of managing in the meantime because I don't want to cook in my own apartment. So that's been fun. Happy summer. I feel like I haven't had much to say in terms of what's been happening in my life the last few episodes. And now I have a couple of updates. I mean, the AC rant was one of them. Another thing is I got my rent renewal offer. I moved in 2 Octobers ago. So my rent renewal offer came in at the end of June. It's 90 days from when my lease is set to renew. I was interested to see what they were going to do with it this time because last year when I got my rent renewal offer, did I say request? If I did, I meant offer. They raised my rent and I was expecting that because last year is when a lot of COVID deals wore out for a lot of apartments around me. I didn't get a COVID deal when I moved into this one, but rent prices last summer around this time were going up so much. So people I know were getting rent renewal offers and they were raising their rents insane amounts. So mine did get raised last year. It wasn't enough that I felt like I needed to move, so I stayed. Now I got my offer, they raised it again, but they raised it by less than they did last year. And I don't know, I just feel like moving is too much work for me. It's too much stress, too much effort. I love my apartment. I love my area. I love so much about what I've already established here. And I am such a homebody. If you've listened to this podcast before, you probably know that just by the way that I talk about my apartment. I love it so much and I don't have any desire to leave it. I don't know. I was thinking about moving to maybe a different neighborhood, but I don't think in this economy right now that I'm going to find something like what I have that I would even love as much as I love what I have for the same price or less than what I'm paying right now. Everything is so fucking expensive. And if I were to move, like I would probably want to move somewhere with more amenities. I don't have any amenities here. If I were to move, I would want to make upgrades. You know what I mean? What's the point of making a lateral move just for the hell of it? That is not me. I'm a homebody. Once I establish myself and get comfortable, I want to stay. So I probably will renew. Oh my goodness, that just happened. I probably will renew my lease again. I don't know yet. I haven't responded to the offer, but that happened. I feel so much anxiety leading up to when I know my rent renewal offer is coming because you never know what they're going to do. You just don't know. I don't know if they're going to raise it. They're definitely never going to fucking lower it because if I'm already paying what I'm paying, why would they want to get less money out of me when they know they could get the same? You know what I mean? They would never do that. So I didn't expect that, but I don't know. I just never know what to expect. And it gives me a lot of anxiety leading up to it. So I'm just happy that I have that. I know what it is. I can breathe on that front. Let's get into the episode before I start profusely sweating. Today, I want to talk about doing things alone. And I know I've talked about doing things alone in episodes past, but I wanted to dedicate an entire episode to kind of telling you how to start doing things alone. This is a question that I get a lot, just how you even start. And I've talked about why doing things alone is a good thing. I've talked about some things that I enjoy doing alone, but I want to get into how to really dip your toe into it, how to start gaining the comfortability and the confidence with doing things alone. I just want to make a whole episode on this because I think this is so important. And it's also one of my favorite things to do. I love doing things alone and I love talking about doing things alone. And when people tell me that they hate doing things alone or that they're scared to do things alone, I just want to give them all of my advice because I feel like I've gotten to a place where I love doing things alone. I love my own company. I am comfortable doing things alone. I just really don't give a fuck. Dude, the thunder's so loud. The whole point of this podcast is for me to share my experiences on things and give perspective, help other people feel more comfortable with things that I maybe have some experience with. I don't know. I just want to share my thoughts on this and how I started, kind of some reassurances for anyone who is hesitant to do things alone, how to just become more independent in general, and why it is an amazing thing. It feels like a superpower once you have unlocked the comfortability. Am I even using that correctly? And the confidence to do things alone. You just become unstoppable, truly. So let's get into it, starting with how to even begin doing things alone. When we're starting from square one, my biggest piece of advice is to start with things that you're already comfortable doing. You don't want to throw yourself into the fire right away. I mean, maybe you do. I know I kind of worked up to the scarier things. Scarier is also subjective. What's scary to me may not be scary to you and vice versa. And also there's the fact that nothing is really ever that deep because we're all just floating on a rock in space. You know what I mean? So it's just never that deep anyway. So like going to a restaurant is not actually inherently scary. Doing it alone just adds a level of, I don't know, anxiety, discomfort. But nothing is ever that serious. We're on a floating rock in space. Anyway, I got ahead of myself. Going back to square one, start with things you're already comfortable doing. Think of maybe the daily tasks that you do if you're doing them with other people right now. Try doing them alone. For example, maybe you go to the grocery store every week with somebody else, but you feel really comfortable at your grocery store and you think that could be a good place for you to start and try to do it alone. That is a very safe place to go and just kind of be by yourself because you don't actually need to have someone with you to do your grocery shopping. You have your list, you just bop around, you get what you need and you leave. And you probably have not looked around at other people when you're in the grocery store to see if they are with someone else or not, because in reality, people aren't doing that. People aren't looking around being like, okay, so this person is here alone. This person's here with this person. And like cataloging who everyone in the vicinity is there with. People aren't actually doing that because no one gives a fuck. everyone is thinking more about themselves and what they are there to do than anything else. You probably haven't looked around and been like, oh, a lot of people here are alone and just kind of doing their own thing. But that is the reality. A lot of people are there alone. That's why I feel like this is a good place to start. For me, I feel like going to Target by myself was one of the first things that I started doing fully alone. Target specifically, because that is my like comfort grocery store. At least it was when I lived back home with my parents. There's nothing that beats a suburban Target. I love a suburban Target. And I feel like that is one of the first places that I started going alone and started to really enjoy going alone. I don't exactly remember the first time that I went to the grocery store alone. I don't remember the first time I did really anything completely alone, because I feel like I've been doing it for so long that I don't even think about it anymore. But I know that Target became a place that I really enjoyed going to alone. And that's because when I didn't have someone with me, I just observed more. I was looking at more things, I was getting interested in more things, and I kind of felt like I was in my own little world. I was just going to the beat of my own drum, looking at what I wanted to. If somebody else didn't want to look at what I was looking at, it didn't matter. I could spend an hour in the book aisle if I wanted to. I could spend an hour in the makeup section if I wanted to. There was nobody hurrying me along. I could spend as much or as little time there as I wanted. And I really liked that. Another of my earlier things that I started doing alone was going for drives and going to get coffee. I find going on a drive by yourself, grabbing a coffee, just kind of listening to music, to be one of the most calming experiences. Honestly, it's just so nice. And I say this as I live in a city where I don't drive, I walk everywhere, but the point is kind of the same. Like if I was going on a little walk around the city, listening to some music, it's not the same experience as going on a drive by yourself, but it is kind of in this similar realm. The point is to just start enjoying your own company and not just dealing with your own company, not just dealing with when you're alone and spending that time wishing that you had someone else with you. Just start enjoying your own company. This probably isn't going to happen overnight, because nothing does really. But once you truly start to enjoy your own company and you are comfortable just hanging with yourself, you'll start to become your own best friend. And that in and of itself is a superpower. Aside from just enjoying your own company, starting to do things that you are already comfortable doing with other people alone helps you to build confidence and helps you to feel more comfortable in doing things alone in general. The reason I say to start with things you're already comfortable doing, the things you already are familiar with, the things you already enjoy, the things you already know well, is because those things are still kind of in your comfort zone. So it's not like you're going to a new place, because you want to basically eliminate as much stress as possible, because starting to do things alone can be stressful enough. So you want to do so in an environment that there aren't other stressors in for you, because then you have to deal with multiple things that are stressing you out, and it's going to make you not want to do it even more. Once you have kind of mastered that level and the things that you are comfortable doing with other people, you've started doing alone, then we move on to trying new things and doing new things alone. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like other people can be almost a buffer, or not a crutch, but it can be easy to rely on other people or someone else's presence to make you feel more comfortable doing things. Because if something happens, or if you feel awkward or whatever, there's somebody else there that's sharing that feeling with you. It's not all on you. And I feel like that's one of the biggest pain points when it comes to beginning to do things alone, because you're so used to having somebody else there to kind of lean on. And when you're just with yourself, you don't have anyone to lean on. It's just you. You have to stand up on your own. And it just overall builds your confidence in yourself. When you trust yourself and you feel comfortable in your own skin, you feel comfortable being your own best friend, your overall confidence, self-confidence, view of yourself strengthens. You know that you're capable of doing things with or without another person, and that is a power to have. Now, from this point on, once you've mastered the things you're already comfortable doing and you're starting to move into the realm of doing new things by yourself, there aren't really even specific levels I can say from this point on, because as I said, things that are scary, it's all about perception, and it's something that may be scary for someone to do, may not be scary for someone else to do. It's all subjective. I kind of moved into things that were similar to what I was doing, but new, if that makes sense. You get the point. Work your way up. Take baby steps. You know what feels more accessible to you and what feels a little bit further down the line. Once you feel like you've mastered one step, take the next one. And then master that one, and then you can keep getting better and better and build up to quote unquote bigger things. And eventually, one day, and again, not overnight, because that's not how things work, but one day you will get to a point where it almost becomes second nature for you to do things alone. And if you're listening to this right now and you're like, Hannah, that is impossible. It is not going to become second. There's no way it's going to become second nature to me to do things alone. I hate doing things alone. I don't want to do things alone. How is that even possible? Trust me. The only way out is through. And by out, I mean the only way to get to the point where you are comfortable doing things alone is to do them alone. You have to do it. It's almost like exposure therapy. You have to put yourself in the situation to show yourself that it is okay. You are fine. The only way you're going to prove to yourself not only that it isn't that deep, but also that you are capable, is to just do it. That's why I say baby steps are good, because if you're gonna throwing yourself into the fire, you're probably not gonna wanna do, because most people don't wanna do that. And that is completely fine. Baby steps still make progress. Everyone moves at a different pace. Everyone gains confidence and whatever at a different pace. You know yourself better than anyone. You don't need to decide to start doing things alone and then expect yourself to be a pro at it after a week. Even if you look at somebody else and you think that they got it that quickly, that doesn't mean that you have to. You are not, it's not a competition. It's truly about listening to yourself. It's your own journey. And in order to keep yourself in it, and in order to keep yourself wanting to do it, you have to go at your own pace. And that is okay. Another thing that is extremely important to understand about doing things alone is that no one gives a fuck what you're doing. This is something that I had to get over. And in certain situations, even now, and I have been doing things alone for years, I still feel like people are looking at me weird. And maybe they are, but if they are, they're weirdos for doing that. I'm not weird for doing things alone. You're weird if you look at someone doing something alone and judge them. That is fucking weirdo behavior. And those people, we don't need to pay attention to anyway, because that's just very strange. No one should give that much of a fuck about what someone else is doing that has nothing to do with them. And if they do, that is on them. It's not on you. That goes for anything in life. But I also know how it can feel awkward, and it can feel kind of scary to be in a situation where you're looking around and you're feeling like a lot of people are not alone. A lot of people are with others, and you're just kind of standing there by yourself. It can feel like you're out of place. And I'm speaking from personal experience on this. It can feel like people are looking at you, even if they aren't. Again, as I said, if people are, they are the minority of the people in your space. For the majority of people who are also in that space, they don't care. They don't care what you're doing. They don't care about you. Not in a bad way, but they just, people are more focused on themselves than they are on strangers around them. Think about yourself for a second. Think about a time that you were at a concert, or think about a time you were at a restaurant. Were you looking around that whole time and analyzing all the other people there and who they were there with? Or were you paying attention to what you were doing and enjoying whatever it is that you were doing and focusing on yourself? What were you doing, truly? Can you remember a single other person who was even there, period? Probably not. No one thinks about us the same way that we think about ourselves. We sit and we overanalyze and pick apart ourselves. Other people aren't doing that. And again, as I said, if they are, they're weird. But 99% of people are not doing that. They don't care because they are focusing on themselves. They're worried about themselves. They're thinking about themselves and what they're thinking, what they're feeling, what they're doing, and not about you. One of the biggest hurdles to overcome when doing things alone is the fear of what other people think, or feeling like you stick out, or feeling like you look awkward being by yourself. It's really easy to say, just don't worry about what other people are thinking. It's a lot easier said than done, but you have to remind yourself of what I just said. No one cares as much about you as you do about yourself. No one's thinking as much about you as you are about yourself. And that is just a fact. People will say that all the time. I hear that all the time. And it's because it's true. People aren't just saying that for fun. It is so true. I mean, you just think about it from your own perspective and you'll realize, hey, yeah, when I'm out, I couldn't tell you one person that I looked at. Well, when's the last time I was doing something? I don't know. I can't think, but I probably couldn't tell you one other person that was there. I probably couldn't describe to you in detail one other person that was there, because even if I look at somebody and think something about them, I'm not thinking about it for more than like 10 seconds. And then I'm moving on and I'm forgetting about it. I would be remiss if I didn't touch on the safety factor of doing things alone. That was one of my biggest drawbacks or hurdles I had to get through to start doing things alone, because I am a very paranoid person and I just am convinced that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. My best advice for this is just be aware. Be smart. Have common sense. Trust your gut. If you notice something or something is making you feel off, remove yourself from the situation as quickly as possible. Just listen to yourself, listen to your intuition, and be smart. Be aware. Don't be aloof. Don't be just kind of head in the clouds, not thinking or paying attention to anything. Do not be that, because just don't. You want to be aware. Not necessarily paranoid like I am sometimes, but just smart, just aware. And if it makes you feel better to carry an alarm or pepper spray or something, if it's legal to do that. I carry pepper spray. I don't know if that's, I'm a woman. If it makes you feel better to carry things like that, personal safety things, do it. I do. Everywhere I go, I have my variety of personal safety items on me. And I also just keep my head on a swivel. I'm paying attention to my surroundings. I'm listening. I'm watching. I am constantly aware, hyper aware sometimes, of what is going on around me. And if I get a feeling about something, even if it doesn't seem like it's going to be that serious, I don't ignore it. If it means I have to walk a little bit out of my way to avoid something that I don't feel good about, I'll do it. If it means, I don't know, leaving a situation or a setting, I just do it. If it means it's a little bit more inconvenient, that's okay. Even if it ends up not being anything, I am telling myself that I trust myself, and that is in turn making me feel safer and also making me feel more confident with myself and more comfortable being with myself. I think that's the most important thing that you can realistically do. And also, I've learned that I can't avoid doing things because I'm scared of what could happen. I can't live in fear of everything, because if I did, I would never leave my house. I would never do anything. And I would be missing out on experiences. I would be kind of just sitting by and watching life pass me by instead of living it. There's risk in everything. Literally everything we do, there is risk in. We just think about some risks more than others because some of them scare us more. And that's okay. I have a lot of things I'm scared of. And it's really hard to push past that and do it anyway, despite there being a risk. But if you think about it, there is a risk involved in absolutely everything you can possibly do. And I don't say that to scare you. I say that to, it's true. The risk may be really, really low, but it is still there. But we do things anyway. We live life anyway. In order to unlock the power of doing things alone, we need to accept that everything in life comes with some sort of risk and be realistic. Some risks are more likely than others. I'm not saying to ever have the mindset that this couldn't happen to me, because it, when you think something could never happen to you, that can make you maybe a little bit more lax on being aware. I'm also not saying to expect everything to happen to you. There needs to be a middle ground. There is a middle ground. And it's just being aware. Knowing the reality, but also knowing that the probability is probably not as high as your stress or your anxiety are making it seem. And bottom line, just be freaking aware. Be careful. Be vigilant. And be smart. Common sense. That is one of the biggest drawbacks that I hear from people. And I feel the same way. Like when I tell other people my advice on this, I'm also talking to myself, because I still struggle with it. I have really bad anxiety, and my OCD also loves to capitalize on my fears of things. Speaking of that, I got a citizen alert. But I have to talk rationally to myself and remind myself of the probability. There's a risk, but what is it? What is the probability realistically? And also, I need to remind myself that if I want to live my life, if I want to have experiences and grow and just do shit and live life, I just have to do it and say fuck it, really. I feel like those are probably my biggest pieces of advice on how to start doing things alone. I hope that this was helpful, or I hope that something that I said reassured you. If you are listening to this and you struggle, which I assume at least someone is, who struggles to do things alone or who doesn't want to do things alone, just know you are valid, but you can do it. You are capable. Start small. Baby steps. Reassure yourself that no one gives a fuck. And if they do, that's their problem, not yours. Be smart. And you're going to unlock a whole new world, honestly. Doing things alone is such a beautiful thing. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to wait for other people to want to join your plans. If there's a new place you want to go check out, you can just do it. You don't have to work your schedule around someone else's. You can spend as much time or as little time doing something as you want. You can march to the tune of your own drum. And that just unlocks a whole new world of possibilities, because it basically unlocks the whole world. When you're comfortable and confident in your ability to do things alone, you can do anything. Some of the things that I have done alone that have been the scariest to me include, but are not limited to, traveling alone. I traveled alone across the country last year to California by myself. I took myself to the airport, parked my car at the airport, flew by myself. I've flown by myself before, but wasn't meeting anyone on the other side. I just got on the plane, got to the airport, the other airport in California. I rented a car, picked that up myself, drove myself around, stayed at a hotel by myself, went around and looked at stuff by myself, ate by myself, all that. That was scary. That was really freaking scary. Literally the day before I was supposed to leave, I was terrified and I almost wanted to back out completely because it scared me so much to think about doing all of those things completely alone in a place that I'm also not very familiar with. I went to LA. I'd only been there one time before. I was scared, to say the least. But once I got out there and I got into the swing of just doing things, I gained confidence. I became more comfortable because I was trial by fire firing. I was doing exposure therapy. I was just going out and doing it, and eventually I built up confidence. The only way that I was able to build up that confidence is by doing it, as I said. If you would have told me from the day before I was leaving that I would feel that way, she probably would have been like, "You're lying." But alas, I did feel that way. I became more confident, and now I'm excited to travel alone again. I don't have any plans of anything specifically, but I really enjoyed the experience. I enjoyed just being able to do whatever I wanted, go wherever I wanted, didn't have to wait for anyone else or tailor what I wanted to do to anyone else's interests. I could spend as much or as little time doing something as I wanted. It felt so free. And I really liked that feeling. It was scary as fuck to get to that point. And I almost backed out. But I just said, fuck it. I'll figure it out. I trust myself. I trust myself to figure it out. If something happens, I trust myself. And that was key. Another scary thing that I did alone that felt scary to me was going to a concert alone. I went to a Harry Styles concert alone last year. I had floor tickets, pit tickets. So I literally was just standing in the pit by myself. And it was in that moment that I really started to look around at other people and notice how many other people were there with friends or whatever. And I started to feel awkward. And not that people necessarily cared that I was there alone. I just felt awkward because I didn't have anyone to sing with. I didn't have anyone to talk to during the, like, before he came out and all that stuff. I felt like I was just kind of wandering around like a sim with no commands. And I felt like I stuck out like a sore thumb. When in reality, probably no one gave a fuck because everyone was there to have fun. It wasn't about me. And it's not that deep. But that was definitely something that was scary to me. Even in the moment, I just felt a little bit more social anxiety than usual. But I did it. I proved to myself that I could do it. I made it out on the other side, and I did so with more confidence than I had before. Everything is a learning experience, and everything is an opportunity for growth. That's how I feel about that. And then the last thing, that this seems like it wouldn't be that scary, or maybe it does, depending on your perception, of course, but going to a restaurant and asking for a table for one. The first time I did this, like went to dinner by myself, asked for a table for one, when I sat down at the table, I didn't know what to do. I didn't bring a book or anything. I probably should have, because now, since that, I've noticed that people who go places alone or go eat alone have like a book or something they're reading, or they're kind of otherwise occupying themselves, just having some nice alone time while at a restaurant eating. I felt so uncomfortable because even like the waiter was like, are we waiting for someone else? And I'm like, no. I didn't say it like that. I was like, no, it's just me. But it's like people just kind of assume you're there with someone else, or someone else is on their way, which is interesting to me. Every time I've gone to a restaurant, like a sit-down restaurant, and got a table for one. And I was sat by the hostess, and then the waiter came up to me. They would ask if I was waiting for somebody else, which is, you know, a fair question. I don't know, just being like, no, just here by myself. I don't know why that feels so weird. But that was something that I have started to do more. And again, it feels so good. It feels so good to just be able to go somewhere that I want to go to. It doesn't matter if anyone else likes that kind of food, or it doesn't matter if anyone else is able to go at that time. It doesn't matter, because I can and I want to. And I'm going to go. I'm going to have that experience, and I'm going to enjoy my own company. I'm going to gain confidence, and I'm going to just go experience something. That's all I've got. I'm sweating. I need to go turn my fans and my AC back on and let my AC drip into the bucket once again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope that this made you feel a little bit better if you are someone who is maybe reluctant to doing things alone. If I can do it, you can do it, okay? Baby steps still make progress. Any step is a step in the right direction. And you got this. I believe in you. You are stronger than you think you are. I love y'all so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and rest of your week. And I will talk to y'all next week with a brand new episode. Bye.